So our actions are shaped by the three modes as well as our free will. So how does the practice of Krishna consciousness change this, their influence, their action? Broadly speaking, the three modes are external forces that come upon us based on our past karma. The kind of kala karma gunadhino, the Bhagavatam says in the first canto. So guna is one of the things which are adhin. They subordinate to the modes. And why are they subordinate? Or why are different people subordinate to modes in different ways? That's based on their karma. Now, the practice of Krishna Bhakti, it basically strengthens our free will. See, all these influences, the gunas, they push us, they don't force us. The modes push us to do certain actions. But we can counter push. Now, how much we can counter push, how much we will want to counter push also, that will vary from person to person. So, when we become connected with Krishna, then at least we understand this is beneficial, this is harmful. And then we get the understanding by which we want to push back. And then Krishna Bhakti also gives us the higher strength by which we can push back. So the more influence will still be there, even after we start practicing Krishna Bhakti. But our capacity to push back against that influence will become more. But still, it's not necessary that we will always be able to push back against the modes. Because just as by our past karma, sometimes external troubles come upon us. That means, say, people misunderstand us, or there is a storm, there is a hurricane, whatever. External troubles. So sometimes by our past karma, internal troubles also come upon us. That means by the past karma, there may be certain phases in our life during which the influence of the modes may be especially forceful. And during that time, it may be a little difficult to resist it. So, the key thing is not what we do during these phases of storms. The key thing is what we do before and after the storms. During the storm, if I am driving to a particular place, a storm comes and just sweeps my boat away. Well, that time, that is powerless. But after the storm goes, do I still keep going on the off track, or I try to come back on track and move on? So, the free will is definitely strengthened, and our capacity to counter push when the modes push is increased by a practice of bhakti. But there will be stormy phases when our practice may not be enough and we may get pushed off track. Right? So rather than becoming disheartened ourselves or becoming judgmental towards others when they get pushed off, you understand? It's the phase that they are going through. And it's important that they come back on track after the storm gets over and keep pursuing the path of bhakti. Does that answer your question?